Morgan look this week?
Oh, he's coming along. I think he's progressing, and we hope to get him back this week. But he's been coming along, and he's got some reps out there, so hopefully that'll help us out on Sunday.
Where would you be with Micah Hyde?
Michael brings a lot to the table. Obviously, when we talked about his versatility before, he can pretty much play all the positions back there, and obviously his versatility is a big plus for us. It's a credit to him, and talks more about his intellect and his ability to learn all the positions, but yet still go out there and be productive. So Michael takes a lot of pride. I think he knows his role and what it means to have that type of versatility and to be able to go and play different spots. That's a huge plus for us.
I mean, you didn't have to use Bryce as that safety in your dime, but, I mean, you obviously have enough confidence in him. How is that? I mean, has he been solid?
He has. Bryce had probably as good a camp as anybody we've had on defense. I think he's earned that right to get out there and get snaps, and we're just trying to find ways to get our best guys out there on the field, and he's certainly earned that, and we're hoping to get more out of him. And I'm hoping to get the same type of play that we had in the preseason. Obviously, we know there's two different styles, you know, between the preseason and the regular season. But he's earned that. He's poised enough. He knows what he's doing. And he certainly has the ability. So our expectations of him haven't changed. And you get out there on the field, we expect you to produce and make plays.
On the touchdown, did it look like he bit on a route in front of him? Should he have gotten over there a little
quicker? No, he was
what we're supposed to do. We can't relax. Probably more than anything else. Young guys, sometimes they don't understand the value of the little things and how you can't take anything for granted. And I think the biggest thing when I played with there was he just can't relax. When the ball's in the air, we can't assume that one guy's going to make the tackle or a guy's going to go out of bounds. We got to hustle through the play and finish, which has been one of our mantras, you know, for the whole offseason in terms of finishing plays, pursuit, the whole deal. So that was nothing more than just a guy relaxing a little bit and kind of taking it for granted that one guy was going to make the play, and he's got to finish through the ball.
Darren, I'm sure when you played, you were on the field against some receivers who might talk a lot or be emotional and whatnot on the field. Did you ever try to use that against a guy, or did you approach it as, you know, I can't get
involved? I think the biggest thing is play within your personality. And there's some guys that talk. Some guys use that for motivation. Some guys use it as fuel, and it gets them going a little bit. But I think you play within your style. And if you're a talker, and that's what you need to get yourself ready to play, then you do that. But you just have to be smart about it. But there's a lot of trash talking going on. Some guys do it in different ways. Some guys may do it nonverbal, verbally. Some guys do it verbally. So there's different ways to try to, you know, do things to get after people. But I think the biggest thing is you play within your personality and you be who you are. But at the same time, you have to be smart about it, not be selfish, and not hurt the team.
Do you have any of those verbal guys?
Excuse me?
Do you have any verbal guys?
Nah, I don't think so. We got a quiet bunch that just goes out and plays. And I think that's a good thing.
What's the challenge with that Manning presents to your group in particular?
I think anytime you play against an experienced quarterback, he's seen a ton of looks. He knows all the coverages. I'm sure they're studying us. Ben has information. He's familiarity with us. So they're going to know how to attack coverages, and they're going to have a pretty good idea of what they're going to want to do against us. Disguise, all the little things that go into play when you're playing against a quality player. And Peyton Manning, that's seen all the different looks. He's going to get rid of the ball, the whole deal. So we just got to make sure that we're fundamentally sound. We're trying to make it tough as possible on him and not let him read our mail, so to speak, pre-snap. So it's going to be important that we not give things away with him, because he can make all the throws, and he's a tremendous player, and he'll present a great challenge for us.
What about when you're facing a coach who's practiced against you, you know, in your scheme pretty much every day during training camps for 7 years or 10 years or whatever it was? Do you even take that into account? I mean, are there things you have to think about when you do that?
Yes and no. I mean, things change over time, and they're going to have some wrinkles, just like we're going to have some wrinkles. So, but at the end of the day, they're going to do what they do best, and we're going to do what we do best, and it's going to come down to execution. And that's going to be the bottom line. But they'll have some things that they're going to feel really good about in terms of what they've seen from us on video, and it goes both ways. So it should be a great challenge. But Ben, I'm sure he's going to have something for us that we hadn't seen, and we'd be foolish not to expect that.